With QuickCheck, you get a clear yes or no on whether you'll be accepted for a Capital One credit card without affecting your credit score. No unexpected sting. That's one good thing. Capital One.
Doggy bag, madam.
I'm not putting my dog through that.
34.9% APR representative variable. T's and C's apply.
I've heard it's now free to sell on eBay, and it's got me thinking. Maybe I should sell my road bike that hasn't seen a road in over 2 years. And that lamp that, in hindsight, definitely looked better in Bali. And this gorgeous dress that needs someone to take it out rather than just out of the wardrobe. Which is exactly why I'm never selling my joggers.
You'll see things differently now it's free to sell on eBay. Download the app now. eBay. Things people love. Excludes motors and business sellers.
Need more workwear? Well, Screwfix now has even more choice with a bigger range, more brands and more sizes. Need more options? Get the perfect fit with shoe sizes from 2.5 up to 16 and clothes sizes from extra small to 4XL. More brands? We've got big names you love like Hunter, Puma and Dickies. Want even more? We've got new wellies, safety wear and workwear from Muck, Timberland Cat and much more. Shop more. On the app, online or in-store at Screwfix.
This Black Friday, get 3 months of Virgin Media's smooth, lightning-fast broadband, totally free, from the provider awarded Best Broadband Experience. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed a month. Four price depends on package choice. GWS award comparing major UK providers average performance scores. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Rayo. Download it from your app store and hear your favourite Absolute Radio stations and more. And hear the latest news next on the free Rayo app.
On digital radio.
Or ask your smart speaker to play.
Play Absolute Radio.
I'm Kat Wright. GPs are warning a global shortage of ADHD medication is causing people to self-medicate. An increase in demand and manufacturing issues is causing a lack of supply of Ritalin and other prescription medications. The Royal College of General Practitioners is urging people not to turn to drink and drugs. Ukraine's president says he'll meet with US President-elect Donald Trump after he's been inaugurated. It's after Volodymyr Zelensky criticised Germany's chancellor for calling Vladimir Putin, claiming Olaf Scholz had opened Pandora's box. The Prime Minister is expected to describe a new era of change for Wales in a speech later. Sir Keir Starmer will unveil a new investment zone for Wrexham and Flintshire when he addresses the Welsh Labour Conference in Llandudno. An extra £22 million is also due to be announced to help tackle NHS waiting lists in Wales. And TV presenter Davina McCall is recovering after having brain surgery to remove a benign tumour. She had the op yesterday.
Absolute Radio Sport.
A heads up, I will have the result from last night's boxing match coming up. But first, Scotland ended a 10-game run without a win as they beat Croatia 1-0 at Hampden Park in the Nations League. Substitute John McGinn's late goal keeps their hopes of retaining their top-tier status in the competition alive. Here's boss Steve Clark.
First of all, it's nice to have a win on the board in a competitive match. So, really pleased with the players. The effort I've put in up till now deserved more points. And it's nice to get that win.
Northern Ireland beat Belarus 2-0. There's a big clash at the top of the Women's Super League when Chelsea host Manchester City later. The champions can overtake City at the top with a win. And in last night's boxing bout in Texas, spoiler alert if you've taped it, former heavyweight champion Mike Tyson has been defeated by YouTuber-turned-boxer Jake Paul. The 27-year-old beat the 58-year-old by a unanimous points decision.
Absolute Radio weather with Rayo. The new way to listen to Absolute Radio.
Cloudy across England and Wales with outbreaks of rain and drizzle, moving south. Brighter for Scotland and Northern Ireland. Highs of between 6 and 13 Celsius.
He's done 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown. Now, John Richardson does radio. This is the John Richardson Show.
Absolute Radio.
Place to play. You said that you've never been, but all the things that
going to lie to you. There is some windy pops just below the surface.
Oh, dear.
Like a mountaintop cave. It's not underground. It's going to come out at some point. So stay tuned for that. John Richardson here on Absolute Radio with Angela Barnes.
Hello.
Hello there. It's a smug time of the week, this, isn't it? Saturday morning.
Yeah.
There are those of us who went out last night and are still not dressed and are deep in the shame of life. And there are those of us who are up and dressed and doing stuff and they've had a great week. And they're going to be obnoxious all day.
Yeah.
You could be having bottomless brunch with them. They're going to be smug. You see them later on, they're going to be smug.
There's a lot of people doing park runs.
Right, that's exactly what this feature was set up for.
Yeah.
These people. Do you know what, mate? You've done a 5K in a park. All you've done is annoy everybody else in the park.
And that's you could do it any time, but you've chosen to do it at the time when the maximum amount of people are going to see you.
Yeah, we all know you pretend it's all about camaraderie and that. You've got your little PB, you're racing the person in front of you, that's all you're thinking.
Yeah.
All you are is your Jake Paul behind a pensioner convincing yourself, do you know what, I could win the marathon if I wanted to. Just because you've overtaken a pensioner, get over yourselves.
We've got a text actually from Claire from Southam and she says, morning all, I'm dressed, been to get my flu jab this morning and just arrived at park run so I can justify the huge quantity of food I'm planning to eat at lunchtime. Oh, Claire.
Why don't you have the food anyway, mate? And why don't you get flu? What's wrong with flu all of a sudden? What's wrong with flu?
That was definitely John saying that, Claire, not me. I just want to make that clear.
I don't want you to get the flu.
Yeah,
I
now you're backpedaling, John.
Eat your food without having to... I went for a run last night.
Did you?
I went for a run last night, yeah. In the dark, like all people should run. Do you know when I run? 9 o'clock on a Friday evening.
Oh, that's because you're rock and roll, John.
Well,
actually,
I don't
swimming.
Want to be seen.
My local pool has a swimming session at 10 o'clock on a Friday night, and it's great. It's empty. Love it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you can really wee in there in peace. You're not disturbing
Absolutely.
Anyone, are you? And it'll still be in there for all the Saturday
for
morning
for all the
swimmers.
Kids on a Saturday morning.
How smug are you this morning, Angela?
I'm smug. I think you're going to like this one, John. As I said before,
all right.
Because
all
it right. involves buying clothes from a supermarket.
Yeah.
I like a bit of supermarket clothes shopping, mainly because no one tries to help you. Do you know what I mean? You've got your trolley and you're just left alone. So
yeah.
And I was in a well-known supermarket the other day and I spotted a scarf in there, like, because the winter's coming, you know.
Yeah.
And I really liked this scarf. It was a really big, soft, lovely, cuddly scarf. And I ummed and ahed about it and mm-hmm. I didn't buy it, right? And I got home later that evening and I thought, oh, I really wish I'd bought that scarf. It's really nice. So I went on their website and, John, in the store... The scarf was £13.95.
Yes.
But on the website, £9.50. So I saved money by buying it on the website, John, instead of in the store when I was there.
So you bought it online?
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't buy it in the store. I was expecting more of a saving. I'm not going to lie to you. I thought you were saying online it was 3p.
So producer Jeff has just said to me, did you pay for delivery? That is not the point, Jeff. Don't ruin this, all right?
Well, listen, so basically you haven't bought clothes at a supermarket is what you're selling me.
I have in the past. One of my proudest moments, John, I think you'll like this, is I went to a thing that had a red carpet, and I don't do that very often, and yeah. I was walking down the red carpet.
A Toby Carvery,
exactly that. And a photographer shouted out, who are you wearing? And I said, Tesco's. So, you know, proudest moment of my life, that.
Well, listen, I obviously support thrift.
Yes.
It's the time of year for scarves, definitely. Not to completely ruin your smugness, I would just point out that fashion industry, and especially the cheap end of the fashion industry at which you are clearly operating, no offence, is the second biggest consumer of water on the planet and
You're
is
right.
responsible for nearly 10% of global carbon emissions. So well done.
Should have gone to a charity shop, John, I'm sorry.
Captivate.
I don't want you to think that I'm only rude and horrible to Angela and those people I know. I want you to know that if you are listening to the show and we don't have a personal relationship, but you wonder whether I can be rude to you as well and undermine any sense of joy that you have in your life, then I am absolutely willing to do that. So do get in touch. And I'm pleased to say we have been contacted by none other than Stan, the big Leeds fan.
Hi, good morning. This is Stan. I feel very smug with what I do on a Saturday, driving up to Leeds on the M62. Myself and my partner, we choose a temperature that when we get to the sign of the highest motorway in the UK, we try and predict what the temperature is. And currently, according to her message she sent you last week, she's 5-1. It's actually 7-1 because I was actually spot on that day. And you get 2 points for a win of a spot on and one for a close to it. And also, when you actually get to put your thumb and finger on your forehead and look at your partner and go, loser, it feels really, really good.
I'm going to guess, John, they've been married for quite a while.
As I was listening to that, I thought, I think Angela could do a better job of this than me, because I'm going to declare this now, I really like Stan. He's a Leeds fan, so I've got no intention really of, I mean, any smugness he has about driving to a Leeds game will be washed off by the Leeds game itself. So there's not a lot I can do there. But I think actually you could probably do a very good job of critiquing that message.
Well, I just think, you know, talk to each other, maybe. And I don't know. It's the loser thing. Like the amount of glee in Stan's voice about calling his partner a loser.
Absolutely. 7-1, you know, though, it does sound like she's incompetent.
Losing. Yeah, she's not. Dreadful, I mean, really. I wonder if she might be like me, a woman of a certain age, because we are not good at gauging temperature. I'll say that right now. I am sitting here right now with a hand fan, so, and it is November. So, you know, she might be at a disadvantage. That's all I'm saying.
I'd like to know more facts about the game, because it's a game I am willing to bring into my own life. I'd like to know when you have to declare your temperature, because obviously once you've got in the car, you've got a sort of fair idea of the car's external thermometer and what it's... The difference between where you set off from and where you are at the highest point is probably similar each week. So that's a clue. Do you have to declare before you leave the house? I'd like to know. I'm very pleased it's 2 points for a correct answer, one for being close.
Only you, John, could make this game more complex and, dare I say, tedious.
I think it's fantastic, and I think I don't need to say anything about ruining the smugness of it, because it's clearly a relationship that has its challenges, and I think they cope with it as best they can. They're driving to a place where, if you want to know anything you need to know about Leeds United fans, things now are as good as they've been for a long time. We have an attacking manager, we have a young side, we score goals, we win more often than not. There's still... I would say most fans are unhappy because we don't win well enough. And that is everything you need to know about Leeds fans.
That's just football fans, isn't it?
I don't know. I think there are some. I don't know. If you support one of the really lowly teams like Torquay, you're probably just glad to see anything good happen in
your
life.
You've made producer Will cry. I'm not sure why. He's just welled up, John.
But I am very pleased. And, you know, some weeks you just have to step back and say, I am not best judged to judge how anyone else spends their time. You know what I did this week? I went for a pretend dog walk, and I went for a little walk in the woods, and I just pretended I had a dog.
Oh, John. You didn't have your Build-A-Bear on a lead, did you? Or something like that. That's the picture I've got in my head now. I know you love a Build-A-Bear.
Yeah, I just lobbed it into the woods with a little bit of cotton fluff and pretended it had done its business.
John, if you want to borrow a dog, you can always borrow my Tina. Just bring her back.
What it is, and we can talk about this more, I really want a dog at the moment, so I'm pretending I've got one during the week to see if it's practical. So sometimes I just think, right, could I go to the shop now if I had a dog? And yesterday I thought, do you know, if I had a dog now, I'd go for a walk in the woods. So I went for a walk in the woods. I didn't need to stand on a rock and watch it frolic around for a bit, because it wasn't there. But I got back to the car and I thought, I do want a dog.
So because you do that twice a day, John, that's the thing. Not just when you want to go for a walk in the woods, you have to do it twice a day.
Okay, that's my smugness gone. Cheers, Ange.
John Richardson. John Richardson.
The John Richardson Show. Absolute Radio.
There are so many things to look forward to this winter. Tucking up under your coziest blanket. Starting every conversation with, I can't believe how dark it is. convincing the kids they do need a coat. And the Škoda Winter Sale. £750 towards your finance deposit on Solutions PCP at 6.9% APR representative on top of existing offers. Jump in at Škoda.co.uk or your local retailer before the 18th of November. T's and C's apply. Excludes ENIACs and LROC. Indemnities may be required. Škoda Finance.
Knowing you're a teapot person, but when your eldest got married and the youngest moved out, you thought, there's not much use in a teapot for one anyway. Wait, something's on the boil. Your son's got you a new one. And you're about to meet someone else who likes a tea party just as much as you. Give knowingly. John Lewis.
Abandon your turkey. Rip your knitted jumper from your chest. The gravy double bucket from 1999. 6 pieces of original recipe chicken, 6 mini fillets, 2 large gravies, 4 regular fries, 1 large bottled drink. Believe in deals. Believe in chicken. KFC. Subject to availability, prices may vary. Participating restaurants only. See website for full T's and C's.
Want to win £1,000 for free? Thought so. Hang about. It's only the bugs from Tombola, which means Bug Match is back.
Oh, yeah. We are the celebs now.
Steady on, grub. You're no queen bee yet.
Play Bug Match for free every day. Half a million prizes will be won.
And someone will win £1,000 every day. Nice one. Only at Tombola. Open for fun. Proud sponsors of I'm a Celebrity. Prizes up to £1,000 and bonus funds. Ends December 8th. Terms apply. 18+. Gambleaware.org.
This Black Friday, get 3 months of Virgin Media's smooth, lightning-fast broadband. Totally free. From the provider awarded best broadband experience. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed a month. Four price depends on package choice. GWS award comparing major UK providers' average performance scores. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Hello, you. Sounds like you could be missing out on savings on your mobile bill and paying more than you should. It's time you woke up. At Uswitch, our experts negotiate with providers to get exclusive Black Friday season deals, so you could switch and save on your mobile bill. Now that's a wake-up call. Uswitch. We put you first.
At Barclays, we run programs that help communities across the UK. Whether you're a young person gaining skills to enter the workplace, a small business trying to grow and find its place in the modern world, or a girl in school building confidence on and off the pitch through football. We believe everyone deserves to fly. Search Barclays Communities to find out more. Barclays. Here for every...
Plus 20% off baths, bathroom wall panels and shower trays. Shop in-store or online. You can do it when you're being Q-it. Exclusions apply. End 2nd of December. Subject to availability. See DIY.com.
We're a nation mad about pets. Especially at Christmas. We buy festive jumpers for dogs. Wrap presents for cats. Even buy advent calendars for hamsters. You do anything and everything for your pets. And a pet's at home, so do we. From festive toys and treats to stocking fillers, we've got everything you need to make this the best Petsmas ever. Check out our Christmas range in-store, online or via the app. Pets at home. We're all for pets. Subject to availability.
How do you spend your Saturday mornings?
With John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show. Absolute Radio.
You're listening to John Richardson and Angela Barnes on Absolute Radio. Tomorrow night, myself and Matthew Ford are hosting Absolute Radio live at the London Palladium, an incredible lineup which includes Dara O'Brien, Judy Love, Josh Widdicombe, Susie Ruffle and Phil Wang. I say it includes them, that is it, that's all of them. It's in aid of the National Orthopaedic Hospital charity. I'm delighted to say now I'm joined by Dara. What do you mean he's pulled out? Well, who have we ended up with? Oh, you're kidding me. Hello, mate.
Yeah, it's John Richardson.
Oh, he's doing his Dara. Fair dues. That's very brave.
I don't know.
Sounded more like Bob Dylan.
You do sound like a sort of
American. Bob Dylan.
He's not listening, is he? Are we on?
I can't wait for you to meet him tomorrow and find out what he really sounds like.
John Richardson,
That's basically all he does for an hour, isn't it?
If I see Dara tomorrow and all he says is say my name and then just go,
I will bottle it, definitely. John, can I just say it's a pleasure to be on your show.
You can.
Obviously, I never listen live. Most people don't. But the last bit of AC/DC was fantastic.
Can I just ask, what is a Saturday morning in the Ford household? What are you wearing? What are you up to?
I'm wearing Adidas tracksuit bottoms, a Steve Cooper grey jumper, and I've just had a bowl of fruit and yoghurt. I will, after this, make myself a cup of coffee.
It's nice to know you've got bottoms on, because John refuses.
Yeah, I'm not bothering. What have you got on, mate? Top half, hooded top, a number 23 blue and yellow top in honour of Calvin Phillips, and on the bottom half, my bedtime panties and socks and slippers.
Panties!
Oh, sorry, that made me feel a bit queasy.
I'm getting, over the course of this month, I should be broadcasting from Sheffield. I'm going to wear less and less. That's the plan. So throughout November, last week's fully dressed slippers, today bottom half, next week, who knows?
And who's this for?
Me and anyone who can see through my front window. Ultimately, it's ultimately why I'll have to collect my post from a post box rather than having it delivered to my house. That's basically what's happening.
I think you're going to have to collect it from a police station pretty soon.
Do you want to... Now, this can go one of two ways, Matthew. We're going to talk about the gig tomorrow night, or we could do it like this sort of laddie banter that we do, because that's just who we are. We could make a sort of Paul... and Tyson sort of analogy, which one of us is the sort of deluded old slugger and which one is the young upstart, or we could do like an emotional link where we actually talk about the charity and what it means to us. What would you like to do?
Oh, crikey. Let's mix it all in. So, do a bit of laddie banter about the terrible trainers you've got on, some rascal clobber.
Yeah,
you're virgin. And then... And then what are we now? Now we're facing off. Man, he's going down in the sick. I'm going to knock his ass out. This mother don't know what he's got coming to him. But I didn't either. And that's how I ended up. At my lowest ebb, I felt like I'd been in a boxing match. I was in a lot of pain. And that's when the Royal National Orthopaedic Hospital and the charity... that supports their work really saved my life and looked after me and gave me the wonderful recovery that I still enjoy today. And the Royal National Orthopaedic Hospital is a national hospital, so anyone can get referred there. So if you ever need spinal surgery, or for me, I needed spinal surgery because of cancer that I had in my spine, that is the place where we all get referred. Lots of veterans get referred there after serving at the front line. They make a lot of prosthetic limbs. So it can happen to anyone, and the charity makes sure that the hospital has the pioneering technology to keep being able to do the very best. It's in the top 10 orthopaedic hospitals in the world, so if you need that surgery, you will be getting amongst the best surgery on the NHS, thanks to these people. And they also make sure that the patients are comfortable, the TV is free, the food's good. So they really
loved
are...
You the food, didn't you? Let's be honest.
Man, the food. You saw it.
I did see it. I smelt it. Some of those stews you had smelt lovely.
Yeah. The meatballs was good. The chicken hot pot was good. The stew, the apple crumble with custard. Even the cornflakes in the morning. Everything they gave me was great. So I'm very grateful.
Would you say, on the whole, the food sort of... I wouldn't say that you were glad you got cancer, but it would have sort of 50-50 balanced it out?
I mean, I'd say you were glad I got cancer, and that's as close as I can get. But I was sad to leave. People would come and say, oh, I'll be back at the hotel tomorrow, because it felt so much like a hotel and not a hospital. People thought I'd gone private, and I hadn't. It's a phenomenal place. And
it was a phenomenal
place. The crucial thing, obviously, is the operations that they can give people as a result. So if you're in the unfortunate situation that I was, you can get referred to that hospital from all over the UK and know that you are getting the very best surgery, really, in the world, thanks to the work that that charity does. So... and I'm just so grateful to Absolute for letting me pick the charity. It's incredible that they've let me do that. So I can.
It's going to be quite an emotional evening, isn't it? Because I think we've got staff from the hospital there, and it was obviously a trying time. But it genuinely, I was so impressed. I came to visit you, obviously, because it's free parking. It's a good tip, actually, if you are working in central London. It's got a massive free car park, and you can walk to an overground. But it was a very difficult time. It was an exceptional place, so it's going to be a special evening tomorrow. Isn't it?
It is. As you say, that the guy who operated on me is going to be there. The nurses who looked after me are going to be there. So it's going to be very special. And John, you helped. You came a lot. You never turned up empty-handed. You always had a treat for the nurses.
Yeah, sometimes a dance, sometimes a song. I think they would have preferred biscuits.
Yes, they did say that. but you were a very good friend to me, John. And in difficult times. Friends and family, you know, they're the people that really keep you going. So,
well, listen,
John, in many ways, I think you should get a cut of the ticket receipts.
Oh, don't worry, he's made sure of that.
While we're talking about friendship and helping each other through difficult times, I have a slight confession to make to you. Will you hang on so I can talk to you about it after this?
Yeah, what is it?
I'll tell you in a bit.
Okay.
John Richardson here on Absolute Radio with Angela Barnes.
Hello.
And Matthew Ford.
Hello.
Oh, coy.
Well, I'm bracing myself for what's coming.
Well, listen, I joined Absolute Radio a couple of months ago, as you know, Matthew, and my two aims were to change the landscape of broadcasting, tick, and to undermine your show where I could. And because I'm going to see you face-to-face tomorrow, I think it's time to make a confession that every week since I started, I have been asking our listeners to text your show on a certain theme, getting you to read out words against your will on rock and roll football. So, for example, last week, I asked our listeners to make you read a text with tree-based words in it.
Dave in Sevenoaks says, trainers, you should be so lucky. I'd have killed for a pair. My parents thought they were too American. So even when they relented and stumped out for a pair of jeans, so he managed to convince them to get him jeans, but he still had to wear them with a pair of mahogany brown hush puppies.
The hat trick. Three in one text.
Oh, my God.
One of my favourites, I asked our listeners to send confectionery-based terms into your show, and you read this.
Mark in Ware says, the nights we used to have in drinking mead in the Star Bar on medieval nights. Without going into it, details one night involved making a lot of mead and a live badger and a very destructive game of Skittles. What?
Oh, my God.
Hook, line and stinker. It's been happening
like
every week,
the end of the
week,
usual
mate.
Suspects. I remember those messages. They I thought they were real.
Well, may I play you one final clip and my final confession on the Kaiser Soze reference. We asked 1 week for our listeners to send in electrical items for you to read out, and you read this text from Sue from Clifton.
Sue in Clifton is going to have some soup. She's stock and lentils into a slow cooker. Ooh, and then when she gets home from work, she's going to stick it in a blender, put the rest in the freezer to microwave when she next needs
great
equipment.
Great advice.
I am Sue from Clifton.
Oh,
you're Sue in Clifton.
I am Sue from Clifton. So not only do I get... I've been doing it as well. And you read that one out.
Man.
And I know you fell for it because we have the same producer, Will, and he told me that you read it out. I was thinking of texting Will and saying, can you make sure he reads the Sue from Clifton one? Because it would really be good for the show. And you read it anyway because I am on top of you. I'm in and around you. I dominate your every waking move.
Yes, you think that makes you cool, but if... You're obsessed with me. You think about me way more than I think about you. I've got too much on to bother my mind. Lions do not concern themselves with the business of sheep. I don't need to think about you and your show and who's going to text in and who isn't. Whereas you're just constantly I'm just there for... I take it as a great compliment that you're so jealous of whatever it is I have.
Whatever it is you have. couldn't have put it better myself. Thank you for joining. Seriously, I am thinking of you a lot, and I'm very much looking forward to tomorrow. Absolute Live at the London Palladium. I remember where I was when you rang me to tell me the news about your diagnosis last year. It's a call I'll remember for the rest of my life. And I tell you, if you told me then that in just over a year we'd be on stage together at the London Palladium, I would have absolutely bitten your hand off. I cannot wait. I will see you tomorrow night. Thank you for joining us.
Cheers, mate. You're it!
No! Unacceptable.
John Richardson. And the John Richardson Show. Absolute Radio.
Sundays should be about keeping things simple. A lie-in, a roast, maybe a walk in the park with the kids. You can even get ahead with the Christmas shopping. And in the spirit of keeping it simple, we've teamed up with Tesco. They've got a huge range of gift cards for every taste to make your Christmas shopping a doddle, whoever you're buying for, whatever they're into. There's a huge range you can buy online or when you're doing your shop, starting at just £10. And when that's done, you can relax with the Absolute Radio Request Show with Claire Sturgis and Danielle Perry on the Sunday Night Music Club. Sundays and Christmas shopping done with gift cards from Tesco. Subject to availability. Selected Tesco stores only. T's and C's apply.
Most homes could save with Octopus Energy.
I'm glad to be part of your company now. I've heard about it and then people coming out on the radio and saying about it. It sounded genuine.
Oh, we're really glad to have you as well.
Octopus Energy, outstanding value with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
And the impressive Ioniq 5N shows how far the brand has progressed.
Smart speaker. Search Hyundai.
Hyundai. Hairdressing salon did speak.
No, Hyundai.
Hyundai. Abstract sculpture.
No, the car company.
Ah, you mean Hyundai, maker of the award-winning Ioniq 5N and the all-new Insta, their electric city car.
If you think you know our cars and how to say our name, where have you been?
Okay, search Hyundai.
It's the dawn of a new Hyundai.
When you're setting up a new nest, starting your own flock, or they just keep on growing, get the flexibility you need with VeriPay. Pay now, later, or pay over 3 months and pay no interest. Veri, the online store for fashion, home and more. Search VeriPay. Ways to pay that work your way. VeriPay credit provided subject to status by Shop Direct Finance Company Limited, 18 plus, representative 44.9% APR variable.
Love my Toyota Corolla, I do, love it.
The Corolla's nice and comfy, my kids love it.
Slow maintenance, looks great, worth every penny.
My Corolla is great, yeah, plenty of room for my kit. Toyota Corolla, me no board for Sunday. Ehi miri Bailey Garcy, ehi me hornchen on the.
For 50 million drivers everywhere, there's one clear choice. Search Toyota Corolla to see why it's the world's favourite car. To verify, visit toyota.co.uk/Corolla data.
Angela Rippon, what are you doing here?
I've come to tell you about using energy flexibly, Albert.
Flexibly?
Yes, smart meter owners could get rewarded for moving their energy use, like doing the laundry at off-peak times.
So I don't need to do the splits?
No, Albert, nobody wants to see that.
Get rewarded for using energy flexibly, only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
Okay. Mum, Dad, you're in our room. What? We're in Jess's room. Jess, Daisy, Sophie and Layla, you're in Daisy's room.
Yes.
Nan, you're in the spare room.
Greetings.
Michael, Mickey, you've won the sofa.
Oh, cool.
Uncle John, you're in the living room floor. Auntie Trish and Uncle Colin, you're in the utility room.
Mm-hmm.
Pete, you're in the shed.
Oh.
Big festive get-together coming up. Better get a travel lodge. Find king-size comfort up and down the country at travelodge.co.uk.
Most homes would save with Octopus Energy. Outstanding value with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
Brayo is the new place to listen to Absolute Radio 90s. Download it now. Find the latest travel news absoluteradio.co.uk.
At Morrisons, get more card mega deals like a tub of Celebrations, Quality Street, Roses or Heroes for £2 when you spend £45 or more and scan your more card. Hurry, deal ends Thursday. Majority of stores excludes online and Morrisons Daily Max one tub, minimum £45 spend. Exclusions apply. See online for details. More card required. 16 plus without card, £6.
Saturday mornings never sounded so John Richardson.
John Richardson.
The John Richardson Show. Absolute Radio.
Lost in the Milky Way, smiling at the empty sky.
It's John Richardson and Angela Barnes on Absolute Radio. I'm very excited to say it's time for this.
That's the sound of
literal.
That's the sound of
literal.
I think that's the coolest thing you've ever done, John.
I'll take it. I'm peaking now at 42. I'm peaking. We have on the show founded, created, and launched the literal police. It's the literal police for people who use the word literally incorrectly. It's been a bugbear of mine for some time. I have asked for your help to find as many culprits as possible during the week. Louise from Scarborough got in touch in her email. She says, "Hi, Rico and Barnsey."
Love it.
Like that? Yeah, too.
Love
right.
It.
On Married at First Sight, and this is something I wouldn't have seen.
No, me neither.
The reunion ceremony. She said, "I've spotted an offender. Don't judge me too harshly. I haven't seen every episode."
But she has watched the reunion.
She has watched the reunion of people she doesn't know about. She said she watches because I find the arguments funny, and I cannot disagree with that. She says, "I'm a bitter single mum, and it's nice to know I'm better off that way rather than dating some of the men on the show."
Too so right.
She's found an offender, and here it is.
So, yeah, at the dinner party, as soon as I saw Kieran, crumbled. Literally, yeah, I crumbled.
Did you, though?
Literally you, though? Crumbled.
She did it right, and then she thought, it's not. That's this is the problem with literally. She said, "I crumbled," and we live in a world where that's not enough emotion. So she obviously, looking into the eyes of someone, she said, "I crumbled," and they went, "I don't think you did." And she went, "I literally crumbled."
How do you feel about if she'd said, "I really crumbled"? Because she didn't really crumble either.
Yeah, I think I would have allowed that. But literal, for me, there's no defence. How do you feel?
Yeah, it's. I can see why she put that in there, because she really wanted to hammer it home.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, I feel like you can literally emotionally crumble, can you?
Don't. I'll put you in there with her. I will put you in there with her.
What,
she's
literally?
Guilty. She's going to jail. There you go. It does feel very Partridge, but I tell you what, I don't mind it. If you spot any offenders that you would like us to take on, get in touch. Email me like Louise did. Email is john@absoluteradio.co.uk. And I tell you what, Angela, watch out, because I'm on to you, mate.
Thank you. gravity.
John Richardson
and the John Richardson Show. Absolute Radio.
I've heard it's now free to sell on eBay, and it's got me thinking. Maybe I should sell my road bike that hasn't seen a road in over 2 years, and that lamp that in hindsight definitely looked better in Bali, and this gorgeous dress that needs someone to take it out rather than just out of the wardrobe, which is exactly why I'm never selling my joggers.
You'll see things differently now it's free to sell on eBay. Download the app now. eBay. Things people love. Excludes motors and business sellers.
Okay, Mum, Dad, you're in our room. What? We're in Jess's room. Jess, Daisy, Sophie and Layla, you're in Daisy's room.
Yes.
Nan, you're in the spare room.
Greetings.
Michael, Mickey, you've won the sofa.
Oh, cool.
Uncle John, you're in the living room floor. Auntie Trish and Uncle Colin, you're in the utility room.
Mm-hmm.
Pete, you're in the shed.
Oh.
Big festive get-together coming up? Better get a Travel Lodge. Find king-size comfort up and down the country at travelodge.co.uk.
You're this month's winner of Auto Trader's electric car giveaway.
Honestly, I don't believe it. Oh my God, that's just amazing. Just so incredible. You just don't understand. Like, it is just amazing. Like, it really is a dream. I'm shaking. Oh my God.
Auto Trader are giving away a brand new electric car every month, and it's free to enter. Monthly electric car giveaway. Found at Auto Trader. T&Cs apply. Visit autotrader.co.uk/giveaway.
You know, I really love your
Are you listening? Because Etsy has original gifts to make everyone feel heard. So let's try that again.
You know, I really love your gold droplet earrings.
Perfect. Now fast forward to the gifting.
Oh! How did you know?
Shop Etsy for personalised jewellery, custom artwork, vintage pieces, home decor and more. For original gifts that say, I get you. Etsy has it.
Here we go again. Running a small business, I should be used to early mornings. Gotta stay ahead of the competition. After all, the early bird catches the sun loungers by the pool.
With an American Express business card, spend securely and earn points on business transactions to put towards your dream holiday.
Right by the bar as well.
The card is for business. The points are for pleasure. Search Amex business card. Terms and annual fees apply. 18 plus subject to status.
Sounds like someone just made a delicious order and got himself a tasty free delivery too. Because when you sign up to Delivery Plus, you get member perks like free delivery on eligible orders from restaurants, groceries and shops. Mmm, delicious. Sign up to Delivery Plus today and start living that plus life. Subscription fee, minimum spend, geographical restrictions, service fees and terms apply. Long distance orders and some partners excluded. See delivery.co.uk/legal for details.
The Big Wicks event is now on. From tiles to flooring, doors, kitchens, bathrooms and more. We have everything you need to help you start your next home improvement project. Shop the Big Wicks event in store and online now.
Rayo, the new way to listen to the Absolute Radio family of stations. Download it for free now. The latest news is next.
You might want to step back from your speaker or remove your headphones.
Yes! I can't! I just can't believe it!
Mark's found out he's won £11.4 million on Lotto.
This is just... You know what? I've got tears in my eyes.
Yep, that's £11.4 million. Lotto, will you be the next millionaire? The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
On the free Rayo app.
On digital radio.
Or ask your smart speaker to play.
Play Absolute Radio.
I'm Kat Wright. GPs are warning a global shortage of ADHD medication is causing people to self-medicate. An increase in demand and manufacturing issues is causing a lack of supply of Ritalin and other prescription medications. The government will announce £13 million worth of funding to help steelworkers affected by job losses. Its aim is to support those